And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. Today, I want to talk about stress. In fact, I'm going to be talking about stress. I've made up my mind I'm going to just talk about stress for the next few weeks because it's such an important topic. And it's something that people can understand and relate to, so let's talk about it. I can help you resolve stress. In fact, conquer stress. There's some very, very, very deep principles involved, metaphysical principles involved. And it's very important to understand what I'm about to say because your life depends upon it, okay? Not only that, but your emotional health, your relationship with your family. It all hinges upon whether you're able to handle stress properly or not. Now, very few people handle stress very well. Okay? A few do. Some do. Some learn how to as the years go by. But naturally, without any tutoring and without a very strong character and without a very deep love for the truth. See, people who handled stress well would be someone like, for example, David. Remember David, King David? Remember David, the story of David and Goliath? See, he loved so much and he loved principle so much. He loved what was right so much. He was fearless. See, he was fearless. And so he was able to handle stress. But then later a stress came along that he wasn't able to handle. Remember Bathsheba? That was the stress. That was his Waterloo. Okay? God forgave him. But the point is, there are many, many stresses. And how you handle those stresses determines your destiny, okay? Now, fortunately, if you've made a lot of mistakes, if you haven't handled stress well, okay, but you're still alive, and you haven't handled stress well, there's still time, okay? So let's get started. Let's talk about stress. First of all, let's talk about it in very basic terms. If you get up in the morning, okay, and you say to yourself, today I'm going to stay calm, I'm not going to sweat the small stuff, I'm not going to get angry, I'm not going to get upset, I'm not going to let them get to me, okay? And you go out in the world, and before you know it, there's a traffic jam, okay? Somebody cuts in front of you, you go to work and somebody puts extra work on your desk, see? You get a bill that they mishandled so it wasn't paid properly even though you paid on time. You go home and then your wife or your husband or your kids come with an issue, see, and you get angry or you get upset and get into a fight with them. So you see what I mean? All day long, things irritate you and things exasperate you and things upset you. And so at the end of the day, you lay down in bed and you can't even sleep. Your mind is going round and round and round and round with what happened that day. See, what happened and then what you're going to have to do the next day and so on. Then the next morning you get up and the whole thing, you have the weight of the shoulders of the whole world on your shoulders one more time the next day. So that's the way most people live. And they look forward to the week, you know, the weekend. And what do they do on a weekend? Well, they spend too much time in some stressful activity, or they go yell and scream at a ball game, or they go to a party, or they eat too much, or they watch too much TV, and then Monday morning they feel worse than they did, see, before the weekend, because the stress drains them. See, if you conquer stress, it doesn't drain you, but when you succumb to stress, it drains you, okay? So let's talk about how you can handle stress better. This is very, very important, and I think I'm doing a great public service to people with what I'm about to tell you.
like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Pastor Roland. We're talking about stress today. I'm going to keep it very, very simple. Very simple. But before I get any deeper into the subject, and I'm going to share with you some things that are very, very important. And as I said, your life could depend upon heeding what I have to say. Okay, taking it to learning, learning something from me. But before I get too deeply into it, I want to mention that I'm only here 15 minutes for most of you. Okay, you have to understand that. I have to make that clear. If you're somewhere driving in your car, you just haven't turned the radio on, and here I am. I'm only here for 15 minutes, probably once a week. There's a couple of stations I'm on twice a week, but most places I'm on once a week. So this is a 15-minute infomercial. Okay. Now, the whole program will be a half hour because they're on my flagship station. I'm on for a half an hour. So what you need to do in this when this is over, make sure you write down the where to go, which is talktoapastor.org, and you can listen to the whole program. Okay, because I have resources. I have books. And the most important thing that I have is meditation, a Christian meditation. Okay. If you're not a Christian, it'll work for you also. You don't have to be a Christian, but I say Christian because it's a Christian station. So I want people to understand that it's a Judeo-Christian meditation, and it's complementary. In other words, you can do it in addition to whatever you're doing now. It will help improve your prayer life because it gets you out of negative thinking, helps to pull you back from being in negative thoughts and upset. See, and if you're not involved in negative thoughts and you're not upset, you're more calm, then it's easier to pray, for one thing. It's easier to respond properly to situations, like when your wife comes along or your child or your coworker. Okay, when you're not emotional, when you're calm, you can be reasonable. So you respond properly. Okay, and when you're not upset, when you're not lost in negative thoughts down there in your imagination, then when you stand back from those, then you have presence of mind. And then when a delicate situation arises, see, with that presence of mind, you'll be easily able to recall, effortlessly recall a beautiful principle that will apply. For example, patience. Okay? And so you stand there and you're patient instead of getting upset. Instead of reaching into your mind and pulling out some pre-memorized thing, okay, you stand there and you're patient, and then the right thing comes to you and you say the right thing, the proper thing, the reasonable thing, the kind thing, the loving thing, instead of the phony thing, the false thing, the hypocritical thing, the angry thing. Got it? Okay. Now let's talk about stress. So what you need, first of all, is to get my meditation. Okay, it's fast, it's easy, it's short. It'll help you with your prayer life. It's very simple. All it does is help you get centered, get out of negative thoughts, and you can pray better, okay? And then the other thing you need to do is to begin to understand some basic principles and apply them. For example, resentment. Resentment is something that you have to begin to see that you have, okay? And judgment. Resentment and judgment. And what those are unforgiveness. Those are also hatred. See, if you resent someone, you're basically hating them. See, when you resent someone, you no longer bear goodwill. You no longer have patience. See, instead, you hate them, and you're more than likely to withhold. If you knew something that would be good, helpful, you withhold it out of your resentment. Or if you're resentful, then it's a stimulus to anger. And then when you're angry, then maybe you say the right thing, but you say it in an angry way, and it backfires. See, a lot of dads are that way. But most likely when you're resentful, you say nothing. See, you say nothing, you clam up, but underneath, you resent and judge them. Well, that's not love. Okay? No wonder you feel guilty. See, a lot of people are very guilty, and so they go overboard to be nice to people because they're so guilty for resenting them. So the first thing you have to look at is resentment. And with the help of my meditation, you'll be able to go out in the world and begin to see yourself, see moments when resentment is rising, watch it, let it pass, okay? And then you'll face the moment without resentment. Instead, you'll have patience. See, there's a great spiritual principle involved. In fact, Christ said, resist not evil. Resist not evil, overcome evil with good. Maybe now you can see what he meant. Resent not evil. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of the Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of the Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. We're talking about learning to cope with stress, resolve stress, and yes, conquer stress. See, if you look at, some of you are very interested in the religious side of it, the theological side, the mystical side, the metaphysical side. So let me mention it quickly so you can see where I'm going. See, I brought it all down to earth, and I said, you know, when you go out in the world and you resent this and resent that, and resent this person and resent that person, and get irritated at this and exasperated at that and nervous about this, well, all that means is that you're reactive. You're reacting, reacting, reacting. And it takes a tremendous toll on your body. See? But the reason for it is because you have fallen spiritually. See, your soul became resentful. See, when you become resentful, see, you're not conquering the situation. Think about it. See, if someone makes you resentful, they have intimidated you. Or if something makes you resentful, it has intimidated you. It can be a person. See, a great big football player can be intimidated by his, you know, 80-pound grandma. She knows how to push all of his buttons. See? Something has intimidated you. Okay? Something you can't face. Something you get angry at, so you say nothing, because if you said something, it would be you'd be full of anger. Or someone who's very clever, and they twist everything you say, so you don't say anything. Okay? For example. Or just situations. See, traffic. Someone cuts in front of you. See, you get irritated. What does that mean? It means that you resent them. You resent the person that cut in front of you. So your soul has fallen. See, if your soul hadn't fallen, if you had kept the higher ground, see, then you would observe the situation, but it wouldn't upset you. You would just observe it. You would see it. Okay, there it is. There's somebody cutting in front of me. And that's it. It wouldn't bother you in the slightest. Your soul would remain patient, impassive. See how that works? So you can, because everybody, see, we all know that the person who responds first is a loser. Every salesman knows that once the customer responds, then the customer has lost and is going to buy the product. You see what I mean? So we all know that. So you go out in the world and something happens and then you respond, react to it. That means you responded, you reacted, you became resentful, and now it's your master. See? And that applies also to things. A cat that you making a lot of noise, or a dog barking that you resent, or a motorcycle going by loud that you resent, or a phone call that you resent. See, and it could be anything. But your soul has fallen. And as your soul falls, your body is forced to compensate. See, now I'm talking about physiology. Your body has to compensate. Okay? Your body is forced to respond in some way and react in some way to that which your soul has fallen. See? So now do you also see how temptation is a stress? Well, now you see what stress is. It's a demand for energy. Okay, two animals fight each other. The one that loses gives up its life force to the other one. Okay, the one that wins either just absorbs the life force of the other one, or maybe even eats it. Okay, eats the one that lost. Okay, or if nothing else, if it's a herd of animals, then the one of them is the winner and the other one is subservient. So it was James that said that, that by which you have been bested, you are a slave to. See? So if you go out in the world and this upsets you and that upsets you, then you're a slave to it. Not only that, but you give it your life force. No wonder we all feel drained and tired. We go to work, and so what's happening at work? Well, at work there's this and that, and there's a lot of injustice and gossip and so on. And if you secretly resent all these little things, then you become drained. See? Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. In the little spot that I just made, you heard me talk about the meditation. That's a very beautiful one, actually. It's four parts. It's very elaborate. Has a lot of good information. And you also get two free ebooks. conquering stress and becoming a friend of God. Okay, so that's a very nice, something very good. You would thoroughly enjoy it. But if you want to just put one toe in the water, then you can try my prayer meditation or my easy meditation, okay? The prayer meditation or the easy meditation, they're free. You go to talktoapastor.org, talktoapastor.org, and look for the easy meditation, okay? And there it is, and then you try it, okay? Now, so now do you understand, can you see now what resentment means, that it's a failing? And so is anger, of course, and so is judgment. They're all failings. So basically, your soul has failed many times, maybe millions of times. It's still failing now. Every day you go out, see? So now do you see why somebody puts on a nice face and dresses well and in public and so on and so forth, but if underneath they're judgmental and resentful, you see how it's not good for them? So you don't want to be that way, okay? You don't want to be resentful. Now that you had, there's a lot of things to learn. So for example, a lot of people think that, well, if I give up resentment, see, they can hardly imagine giving up resentment and judgment, because they think, well, if I give up resentment and judgment, then that means I have to pretend nothing happened, and even if somebody does something to me, I have to accept it and blah, blah, blah. No, that's not true at all, okay? It's not true at all. You don't have to like if somebody does something, okay, here's an example. Somebody breaks your window. Okay, let's say some little kid, you know, he's throwing rocks, he breaks your window. Okay, so you don't resent him. Then you go to his dad's mom and dad's house, you say, hello, he just broke my window, so I'm going to go and have it repaired, then I'm going to present the bill so you can repair it because your kid broke my window. Okay, so you're doing what you have to do. Okay, but you don't resent, but without resentment. See how that works? Without resentment. So a lot of times the reason why we don't speak up is because we're resentful. Because then when we do speak up, a whole bunch of anger comes out. Well, you've been angry so long and suppressed so long that now if you speak up, anger comes out. But if you could let go of the resentment, see, then you could speak up, okay, instead of being a doormat. A lot of people become doormats. See, resentment also can make you into a doormat. Okay, so you don't want that. Why? First of all, one reason is because if you speak up, you become upset. So upset, you end up getting a headache or something. And you don't say things properly because of the upset. So you have to learn how to become not to be resentful. Then you'll be able to speak up. Okay, that's also important because now you're probably way too suppressed. That's the most likely thing. Way too suppressed. But you need to do a little basic training first before you start going out and speaking up to everybody. You need a little basic training first. So you need to get my meditation, watch some of my YouTube videos about overcoming stress and about forgiveness and speaking up for yourself and so on. You know, kind of bring yourself up to speed on these things. But the main thing is to practice the meditation so you can stand back, okay, with presence of mind. And go through life with presence of mind. And now when the situation comes along that in the past you would have resented, now you can observe it. See? When you're in a meditative state, you're actually a little bit outside of time. There's the moment. You see the moment. You don't react and become upset. You don't become resentful. See? And maybe something needs to be said. Maybe nothing needs to be said. Maybe some little thing needs to be done, maybe nothing. Okay, so if nothing comes to you, nothing needs to be done, if in that moment you don't intuitively sense something to do, then you just do nothing and the moment passes. And everything's, and you're much better off than what you would have done before, which is mess it all up. On the other hand, there's a moment, and now instead of resenting, you see there's a resentment rising, you watch it, there's the resentment, you watch it, you let it pass instead of indulging it. Now, without resentment, now you can speak up. See, if you're standing in line, you're at the bakery to get some little bakery item in the morning, cup of coffee, you're standing in line, somebody cuts in front of you, say, excuse me, I was here first, thank you very much. See, speak up immediately. But what do most of us do? We stand there, we don't say anything, and we don't say anything, and we resent, and we resent, and we resent. And then finally, either we don't say anything and we're full of resentment, or we say something and it comes out in an angry way. Somebody cuts in front of you, immediately you say, "Excuse me, I was here first, thank you very much." See how easy that is? The secret is to let go of resentment, okay? And you need the help of the meditation too, of course. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books, personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Yes, indeed. Please go to talktoapastor.org. Talktoapastor.org. Listen to the whole program again. Okay? Check out the easy meditation. Get the easy meditation. Give it a try. And read a couple of my articles. Maybe watch some of my YouTube videos. My YouTube videos are excellent. They're only like, anywhere from 2 minutes to 14 minutes long. And they're just jam-packed with helpful insights that will help you. Help you with your wife, your husband, your kids, to be a better mom, dad. All right. So, until next time. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.